How are you going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Now, no human has been to the moon since 1972, and only 12 people have ever done it, and all of them American men. So why are nations expressing an interest now?
Well, the moon's always held fascination for people back to the earliest of ages, mainly because it's a place that we can see and we can explore. Now we can explore anyway. And getting to the moon's not straightforward. It pushes technology and innovation. And so that is really good for nation building and for creating national pride, and also for trying to kickstart science, technology and engineering and maths.
So I guess they all play a massive role, like such as innovation and economic and geopolitical advantages. Could you elaborate on some of the other reasons nations are considering travelling to the moon?
Well, exactly like you said, there's economic and geopolitical advantages. It's kind of like Antarctica in the 1950s. Everyone started going to Antarctica to try and establish programs and a presence in Antarctica. And those nations that were there and seem to be engaged are the ones that ended up being part of the treaty to have an interest in Antarctica. And so people want to be at the moon so that they can say that they have a role in its future as well.
Do you know why there hasn't been any more missions to the moon, I should say, since 1972? There's lots of, you know, controversial theories around why people haven't been back. Do you have your own theory on that?
I'm not sure. I think it really does come down to politics. Plus, it's been really interesting to go further in the solar system. And so there's been these long missions to places like Mars where we think there is water, as opposed to the moon, where the water's probably only trapped in the shadows of deep and dark craters. So there's been a big push for exploring for life, and if you explore for life like we know it, then you explore places that are watery.
So these places that are watery, they'd be very new discoveries to us. So what can we learn about Earth from these other places that we would be possibly able to travel to from the moon base?
So we can learn a lot about Earth by looking at other planets in the inner solar system. Earth has been modified quite a lot because of all the water on its surface, and that's dissolved a lot of the minerals and elements, chemical elements, on its surface that we can't see anymore. And so going to other planets, we can see what we imagine Earth might have started out like. And we can learn about how Earth formed and the very early stages of Earth's formation and the beginnings of life.
It's all very, very interesting. Would this target of getting to the moon and creating this moon base and then travelling out into the rest of the solar system to find these discoveries, is it an easy target? What year are we looking at that this is take off or even be finished?
Oh, well, we've done it before, so it's pretty easy to get back to the moon.
Right. I'm just thinking for me, it'd probably be a bit difficult, but yeah, the people are asking what they're doing.
Well, the moon's actually much easier than, say, Mars. And I know Mars is a target that's out there. But the moon is much easier because it's a short distance. It's really easy to communicate over that distance. So it's, you know, a couple of seconds, as opposed to if you're going to Mars, it's almost an hour to have communication. And the moon doesn't have a huge gravity and it doesn't have an atmosphere. And so that means it's easier for landers to get onto the surface of the planet. And we know that we can bring back samples easily with robots from the moon because we've done it before. The Russians have done that. And we can send people. So some agencies like NASA are suggesting that the moon environment might be a good place to then act as a launch pad to go further in the solar system. So we can sort of practice having humans in space near the moon and then send them further later.
There you go. Robots, space travel, and more about NASA, of course. Always NASA here in 2017. Thank you so much, Penelope, for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.